Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You're wondering who I am.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
Machine or mannequin.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
With parts made in Japan.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
I am the modern man.
So, IHMC, the Institute for Human Machine Cognition. What do? They build robots. They build drones. They do, they built the PPD's drones. They're working on underwater drone projects. They're working on human performance projects. They work on artificial intelligence. They do so much cool stuff. It's always amazing when you tell people who don't know about IHMC, you know, what a gem this is. And it's right here in, you know, Pensacola. Right downtown, you know, amazing internationally known research station. And here we have it right here in our own house. And joining us now, we have Dr. Marcus Baumann. He is IHMC senior research scientist. He's been there about a year. And I particularly wanted to have him on because IHMC is doing some new cool things. They're kind of expanding right now. Dr. Baumann, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. So let's just talk for a second. I mean, I assume most people kind of know, like I just gave the quick summary of what IHMC is already known for, but you got brought on about a year ago to help lead IHMC in a slightly new direction to expand the kind of the zone of research that we're doing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So IHMC has a longstanding tradition of excellence and worldwide recognition, really, in robotics, as you mentioned, as well as artificial intelligence. And sort of the third pillar of research now is in human health span, resilience, and performance, or what we call human performance for short. So really merging all three of these areas to maximize an individual's ability, both physically as well as cognitively. So brain function, physical function, and this spans from, you know, sort of the most elite operational community in the military to, you know, the older population with chronic disease. We're very excited about this growth.
And like many research breakthroughs, a lot of the funding, a lot of the projects that you guys are working with have to do with military. And, you know, because obviously, as you said, if you're going to invest all this money in recruiting and training operators or even frontline soldiers, you want to make sure to get the best out of them. You need to understand how their brains work, how their bodies work, how sleep affects them, how drugs affect them, all this stuff, in order to get the very best out of them. And then that spins off benefits for the rest of the population, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Just as you said, we're very interested in all aspects of human physiology, human performance, how to maximize or sort of optimize an individual's abilities, and what we can learn from military community, from young, healthy populations in the military. We can certainly extend those results to the aging population, to those who suffer chronic disease. So we're very interested in sort of linking the cells and molecules in our bodies, how they respond to various stressors, linking that to ultimately how people can operate in their environments, whether that just be simple tasks in terms of moving in their environment versus operating under extremely stressful conditions, whether that's, you know, at altitude or with some of the other environmental exposure that makes things difficult. So it's an exciting opportunity for IHMC. It's a great time for growth. We're in the midst of designing a new research complex, which will be right in Pensacola next to the existing IHMC facilities, all about human performance.
And this new field that you guys are growing into, it's one of the interesting things about it. It's not just a, hey, here's what IHMC is doing, be excited about the cool thing happening in Pensacola, but it's also something that you sometimes need participants. I mean, you need research subjects who are willing to become involved in this and to learn more about themselves and to contribute to the growth of science. And I know you've got a couple of different ones that you're working on right now. I'm not sure which ones you actually need for, but let's tell people about some of these specific projects. One is you're looking at oxytocin administration on human performance and metabolism under extreme conditions. This is with the Office of Naval Research. This has to do with oxytocin and divers, and explain it better than I can.
Sure, absolutely. Thanks. So oxytocin is a hormone that we all naturally produce, and stretching beyond its effects that we know about We've also more recently realized that oxytocin can be a powerful anti-inflammatory and can also help reduce some of the stress that cells and tissues realize and have to fight during stressful conditions. So in that particular clinical trial, as you say, funded by the Navy, we're interested in determining whether or not adding oxytocin or supplementing with oxytocin during a simulated dive condition would be something that would help some of the more elite operators who work underwater for significant amounts of time to help them relieve oxidative stress as well as inflammation and just help them recover better. So that's an exciting protocol. We're just kicking it off. We are seeking young men who are experienced swimmers and recruiting from the Pensacola, greater Pensacola area. And there's a link on our website to all the active research protocols. But if you go to IHMC.us, you can find a link to participate in research.
And there's another one I wanted, just to kind of give people a flavor for what kinds of things you guys are working on. Hold on for just a second, though, before we tell them. We're talking to Dr. Marcus Baumann. He is the IHMC Senior Research Scientist working specifically in the field of human performance at the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition here in Pensacola. Dr. Marcus Baumann from IHMC. One of the other studies that you guys are working on, one of the other projects, has to do with figuring out, if I understand it properly, at the molecular level, maybe how to predict who's going to be the best elite operator. This is a DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, the experimental wing of the military. Tell folks what this project's about.
That's a very exciting project. So, identifying those people who'll be successful long-term in elite operations, has been a challenge for the military overall. And so now with new technology, and particularly at IHMC, with the ability to use artificial intelligence, machine learning, and study all the various molecules in our body, that project is enabling us to hopefully help predict, as you said, who will not only be the best choice during a selection process, but then amongst those people, who should have a long-standing, successful, sort of injury-free career. I think we can learn a lot from our sort of internal biology that we have not yet tapped into, but we have the abilities to do it now. So beyond sort of the typical, cognitive tests and physical function tests, introducing biology into this mix, we think we can do a much better job of precisely predicting, who will be the best of the best.
And so, again, like I mentioned a moment ago, if you can figure out the best people to invest in from a military perspective, that will save you the excess cost of investing in people who, aren't going to likely turn out in the end. But it also helps to keep the injuries down, which injuries are such a key component of your elite operators, just like they are in sports. But I assume that the spinoff value there is also going to be for other fields of human endeavor, where you can basically figure out whether you would be a good match for certain occupations, maybe because of your physical longevity, your skill set in recovery. I mean, again, kind of narrow requirements for the military, but broader applications eventually for understanding how the human body works. And I assume maybe looking for potential ways to amplify that or remediate deficiencies in that. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. So, mapping this sort of multifactorial signature of what is a successful, sort of biological makeup will be directly applicable to broader society, no question about it. Just as you said, for occupation, for daily living, for identifying people who may benefit from a particular supplement to make up for a deficiency in their biology, all of those things are on the table, and we will learn a lot from this effort. We're going to various units around the country to study them, to help the military identify who might be the best to select. But at the same time, the downstream impact on the broader society is very exciting for us.
Oh, man. It's exciting stuff. And it really is. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us this morning. Dr. Marcus Baumann, he is an IHMC senior research scientist at the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition right here in Pensacola, working on growing their kind of third leg of their research stool. They already have been, you know, world-renowned work on AI and robotics, and now they've been for a little while now expanding into the realm of human performance. Dr. Baumann, thanks for keeping us informed. Thanks for doing what you do, and we look forward to great things in the future, especially with the expansion of the physical facility. That's great news. Thanks for the time today.
Thank you very much. Take care.